I tell people when I travel, I only have one sermon. It's about 500 hours long. And I just take bits and pieces, you know, out of different parts of it. But we're going to go back to some of the fundamental parts of this thing today. I want you to, if you're already there in Hebrews chapter 13, we're going to look at just a couple verses. And then just let me kind of share my heart with you, and then we're going to pray, all right? Hebrews 13 is kind of an unusual collection of final thoughts before this wonderful book was completed. And I want you to jump right down to verse 11. It's going to jump into the subject of blood sacrifices. For the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned outside the camp. It's giving us, Hebrews was written to Jews. It was a letter written to Jews. So he's speaking in their language and he's saying, listen, under the old covenant, the blood that was brought into the sanctuary, the bodies were taken outside the camp and they were burned out there. So what he's doing is setting a stage in their thinking for an Old Testament principle, and then he's going to fulfill it with the New Testament reality, okay? For the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned outside the camp. Verse 12, therefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered outside the gate. Therefore, let us go forth to him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. Verse 13, therefore, let's go forth to him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. This is perhaps a kind of a strange verse to read today. I don't remember the last time we looked at this. It's been quite a while. But it was very, very much on my mind 10 years ago. Very much on my mind when the outpouring of the Spirit at least began in the measure that we've been tasting of, started for me in about February of 1995. And this verse was very much on my mind at that time because it was obvious that God was doing something outside the camp, and if you wanted it, you had to go out outside the camp to get it. And the camp is the religious community. It's the surroundings of all that we hold dear. True Christianity is different than Christendom. Christendom is the culture that is formed by believers that isn't always biblically based or kingdom-centered. It's lifestyles, disciplines, practices, beliefs, etc. that Christians rotate their life around and oftentimes embrace the culture built by Christians above Christianity itself. As a result, we have a real lessening and a degrading of true biblical Christianity because people are married to things that aren't lasting and have no eternal value. I don't know that it's conscious in every part, but people will defend the development of Christian culture in their particular church group, their denomination, whatever stream it might be, thinking that it's based on the Scripture and has nothing to do with kingdom at all. There's an essential part of the gospel that can't ever be forgotten, and that is you have to go outside the camp to get what you need. Bearing his reproach. What does that mean? There's a stigma that comes upon people when they embrace whatever God is saying, whatever he's doing. There's a promise in the Scripture that you hardly ever hear anyone quote when they're quoting promises, but it's this: all who live godly will suffer persecution. It's a promise. You may want to claim that one.